I just want to mention that yesterday Miriam came to the empty bowl for our Zazen Kai, and she gave a most wonderful talk. I just want to, because it was so meaningful to me, I just want to share with you a couple of things that came to my mind. Miriam works with Roshi Kennedy. She was the head monk there for many years. And when she lost her job, she chose to become a chaplain. And she has since completed that. And in her teisho yesterday, she talked about her work as a chaplain. One of the things she mentioned about her work with the dying is how helpless we feel, how little we can really do, but how important it is to be able to offer our presence in a very meaningful way without discomfort. And I'm sure many of us have faced that, because it's very uncomfortable to be with someone that's dying that you can't help. On the other hand, being there is help. Not necessarily, you know, we think we have to do something. So she talked about that, and I was reminded of a time when I was doing hospice. The woman that I saw once a week, I asked what I could do for her, and she said, "I would love it if you would go to the sink and run the water until it's cold and get me a glass of the water. I just can't ask my husband to do that because he does so much, feeds me, takes care of me. I can't ask him to do that." So that was a lesson to me, because what is it to go to the sink and run the water and get a glass of cold water? It's just nothing, you know. But to the person receiving it, it's everything. And that's what Miriam shared. She shared that sometimes a small little act for someone seems like nothing to us, but to the receiver, it could be very, very large, and that we need to consider and think about that. So the koan that I'm going to recite came to me from Maizumi Roshi's Appreciate Your Life, that I think Bill recommended it some years ago. We did study the book. It comes from a chapter where, not a chapter, each of the portions are from teishos that Maizumi Roshi gave at L.A. Zendo. And in this particular one, he quotes from Dogon, but he quotes from a teacher that extracted from Dogon some very salient sentences that turned out to be very meaningful koans to him. And so I typed it out, and it has sort of the first one, there's about, I think, five of them. And if anyone's interested, I typed it out. I can send you. But the one I would like you to sit with, and then perhaps we could talk about how you see it and what you get from it, is: the way is basically perfect and all-pervading. The Dharma vehicle is free and untrammeled. Please sit with that, and in practice circle, perhaps we can reflect upon it together. Thank you.